USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats in the House are still trying to pass bills that focus on election security, with President Trump suggesting he'd accept opposition research from foreign entities and the Mueller report confirming Russian interference in the 2016 election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's now up to Congress to act.
There was an assault on our country.
She says the GOP-led Senate has yet to vote on a package of bills, and there's no support from President Trump.
Says it's a hoax. A hoax. President of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
Senate leaders rejected some election proposals earlier this year, saying they didn't want to interfere with state-run elections. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points, the Nasdaq down 40, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Tarrant County, Texas deputy sheriff has been found dead in his patrol car, shot in the head in a downtown parking lot across the street from the county jail. Sheriff Bill Waymore.
He was found in his vehicle, blood outside the vehicle and inside the vehicle. Nobody knows what happened there.
The officer has been identified as Sergeant Keith Shepard, who worked with the sheriff's department for 19 years. No suspect has been identified. Surveillance video is being collected. There was a shooting at a Costco store in Corona, California. KCAL TV reporter Nicole Comstock.
Police, fire, and SWAT members surrounded the warehouse. When they entered, they found four people down, the shooter, and two innocent shoppers who all survived. All three were taken to local hospitals. But unfortunately, police say one man was killed. Witnesses say the shooting stemmed from an argument near the freezers, possibly between a man and a woman with a baby.
There's no indication on the condition of the wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some big pharmaceutical companies are challenging a new government regulation, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The new regulation would require drug makers to reveal the price of medications in their TV ads. The regulation is set to take effect in July. Drug makers Amgen, Merck, and Eli Lilly are against it. They say it not only raises concerns about freedom of speech, but the price quoted in the ads may not reflect the true price to the consumer after rebates and assistance programs. Their lawsuit was filed on Friday in federal court in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Arab League is now urging Iran to take steps to ease tensions in the Persian Gulf. Two oil tankers were attacked near the strategic Strait of Hormuz this week. The U.S. blames Iran, but they denied that they were involved. A nearby South Korean vessel helped rescue the sailors on one of the oil tankers. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has announced she's suspending a proposed and controversial extradition bill. She spoke through an interpreter.
We do not intend to set any deadline on development work. We promise that after we have collated the views, we'll report to the security panel of the LegCo. We'll consult the views of the lawmakers before we decide on the step forward.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters demonstrated in Hong Kong this week against the bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.